deal with three topics that emerge from the daf. Two of them relate to the Yukim and Rashi, and the Shita Rambam, the first being Shita Rambam and the Yukim Rashi. Second one being an important Diuk in Rashi, and the third, the Shakta Vatari and the Gemara of Einim Karim Avid Ivri. There's a strange fact in the Rambam that the Ksais Achleishin is bothered by. The world says over the Ksais. The first time I learned it, I said over the Ksais, and we did this famous Teretz in the Surah, that's in the stencils, but I didn't understand the import of the Matum within the Ksais. So maybe now, Bezat Hashem will do it with a little more depth. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidim, the famous Rambam that we've already read, says, in Hilchos Eidim, the Rambam says in Perek Chaf Halacha Ches, that the Halacha is, in all the cases where we say that you get Malkus of Kesar Eidim, so that's not just the two cases of our Mishnah, but all four cases get Malkus. In other words, in the case of Kofar also, the Halacha is that you get Malkus. So if you have the Ksos in front of you, everybody should have the Ksos in front of them. The Ksos asks a very basic kashrut. Towards the end of the Ksos, the Ksos asks a basic kashrut. The Ksos asks the following. If the Rambam says in Hilchos Eidus that the halacha is that you get Malkus, why? Because they're made on Kofar, and the halacha is, and when it comes to Kofar, we say that Kofar is not shy of Satan Zoinim because Hani La B'nei Kaparninu, and with the past we discussed what exactly that means. But wait a second, fine. Malchus there is. Ramban's objection that we discussed in the past that there shouldn't be Malchus, the Ramban might be wrong. To say that the Ramban's wrong. However, at the end of the day, the Eidim wanted to do something else besides the Mechaim of Kofar. They also wanted to cause a Hefsid Mammon. So once there's a Hefsid Mammon, we know that there's halacha in Ksubis, the fair ship to Terra Eidim Zayim of Tashlumin, that the halacha is that there should be a din of Kimla Ebed Raminek. So why is it that the Rambam passes that it's going to be Malkus? Didn't we say that there's a rule, the fair ship to Terra Eidim Zayim of Tashlumin? This is the kasha that excites that. Generally, that's how the world remembers this Ksos Achoshen, from the Ksos's bomb kasha on the Rambam. And you know what? Let's jump to the famous teretz that said over. Famous teretz that said over that the Britzke Rav has in stencils. And that the Britzke Rav answers by saying, no, that over here there's something fundamentally different with the Eidus that's going on by the Shar. And it's not a classic case of a fair ship to Torah Yisrael and Tashlumin. Says the Britzke Rav, it's not the pshat that there's one incident that they're being made on, that you have a case in which the Shar was Mazik and now we have coupled on that a case of Eidim Zomim. That's not the case. Rather, Biskarov claims a classic Mahalath. He says, no, there's Shvei Bazundarin Eduyot. There's two distinct Eduyot. One is the Halacha that the Bailam is tied to Kofar. That's one Eidus. And then there's another Eidus that's going on over here, which is that the Shar has to be put to death. And therefore, says the Briske Rav, in such a case, since you have to the Baal Din himself, two distinct Eduyos, then no longer are we going to say the rule of the Feir Shrub Tzatar Eidim Zom L'Tashlumin. And once we throw out the Din of the Feir Shrub Tzatar Eidim Zom L'Tashlumin, the Briske Rav argues, which we're not going to discuss right now, then it reverts back to the regular Din of Kimle B'Derav Minei. And if it reverts back to regular Din of Kimle, well, most of you have seen this already, once it reverts back to regular Din of Kimle B'Derav Minei, then the halacha is going to be that you pay Mammon and there isn't going to be a field of Malchus. So this is the famous kasha that exists on our Gemara and the famous teretz that's set over from the Briske Rav. However, when I was learning this, actually with Rav Zevi's brother-in-law, Rav Yeshua Klaver, we were reading over this Ksos HaFoshen together, and I realized that there's a lot more that's going on in the Ksos's kasha that I had realized the first time. And normally we don't do these things inside, but it's kedai to be ma'amik a little bit, to see what's the matan u'matan in the Ksos, and then discuss a couple of the possible hashlachot, implications that comes out of the Ksos. Yeroyali. Let's take a look at the Ksos inside. Yeroyali. The Shnayim She'idu. This is the famous Ksos that we started out with in the first Chabura. The famous Ksos where the Ksos says that the halacha is that Eidim Zomim applies even in a case where Eidim are made on something that doesn't require Amad of Adin. What's the example of something that doesn't require Amad of Adin? So he says, in the case of Yayin Netzach, Yeroyli, the Shnaim She'idu Be'echad Shenisnaseh Yayin, V'huz Mu'chayoven Ha'idim L'shalim Dmei Ha'yayin, Kechol Taret Eidim Zomim. They have to pay like all types of Eidim Zomim. V'afagav Dibikrok Siv, Kasher Zomim Lashas La'achiv, V'hani Ein L'chayim No'sakval, Ela Ha'yayin Hu Dmei Yidim. Says the Sos, the halach is that you're going to be chayiv even when it comes to Eidim Zomim on the Yayin Netzach. And here, Rabbos, I want to analyze with you for a moment. Viraya. And this is going to start the Sos in the Gilgul that's going to ask the Kasha on the Rambam and our Sugya. Viraya, the proof is, Miperikama de Sanhedrin, Ploni Rav Ashor She Ploni, Neroginu Meshalmin Zimei Ashor Lebailim. The halacha is, when it comes to Mesecha Sanhedrin, that over there, if you have Eidim Zomim that are, if you have a case where it, let's start back. In the case of Sanhedrin, if you have someone who claims that an individual was Rava Hishar, so then the halach is that you pay the Dmei Sharm Lebailim. Wait a second. Alma. Aftim is Tadi al Ashar Velo al Bal Ashar, Afilu Hafi Mishalmin Dmei Sharm. Comes along with Ksais, and Ksais has a fascinating riot. The Ksais says like this. Not only do we say the parasha of Eidim Zomim, when I'm made that you're a ganav. Even if I'm not made, you're a ganav. Even if I'm made on something that's not about you, that requires a gemar din on you. But rather, I'm made on your wine. I'm made on your wine, and simply by being made on your wine, it happens to be you're going to have a loss. So too, says the Sos HaChoshen, if we see from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that if you're made on somebody's shor, you're not being made on him. You're being made on his shor. And you're made on his shor, we still say that the halacha is that we view the hadah as being a valid hadah, and you're chayiv to pay the dmei ashor. So what do we see from this case? Says the Ksais, we see from Sanhedrin, the Afyudam and Aleph, that it's possible to have the case of Eidim Zomim even if you're not being made on him, and it happens to be tangentially you're being made on the shor, nevertheless, the halacha is that we accept it as a valid Eidus, and its parasha of Eidim Zomim follows, just like Yayin Netzach. So if you remember, we had discussed that there's a big machlokes whether Eidim Zomim has the halacha of Eidim Zomim by Yayin Netzach, that position of the Ksos, that we have a din of Eidim Zomim by Yayin Netzach, stems from this Gemara. This is his proof. Now, once the Ksos brings this proof, then he asks the Kasha on the Shitas HaRambam. Then he asks our famous Kasha. He says, if that would be so, then why is it that the Rambam over here says that there isn't a Chiyuv of Mamon? Once we say that by being made on the shore, it's still shayach to have the din of Eidim Zomim, like I said by Yayin Netzach, so too over here you should have the same halacha of Eidim Zomim. That's the hemshech of the Ksos. There are really three pieces to the Ksos. Number one is the Ksos claiming, it's three parts. Number one, the Ksos is saying that by Eidim Zomim you don't need a psak din. Number two, he says, I'll prove it to you from Shor, that you don't need a case of a psak din on the Gavra. And number three, then he says, but if that would be so then when it comes to the Mamonos on the Shor, the halacha should be that we should say the fair ship that our Eidim Zomim and Tashim. Those are the three steps. Now let's analyze a little bit more. Is this assumption of the Ksos to be mezameh the halacha of Shor to Yayin Netzach, is this a valid assumption? Why do you assume this way? Rabosai Rukura, all of us could ask the following question. Yayin Netzach, it's true. Yayin Netzach, there is tangential, you're not being made on the Gavra, and there we would say that the halacha of Eidim Zomimin shouldn't apply. But over here, what do you mean? You're being made against me, the Baal Ashor, and you're trying to be mostly my mammon. And the halacha is that you need two Eidim to be mostly mammon. So you're being made against him that he's chayin mammon. So what's the dimyu to Yayin Netzach? For Yayin Netzach, you don't need two Eidim. You don't need to be mostly mammon bebezin. So what was the whole dimyu of the Ksos in the first place? What's the Ksos HaKhoshen's whole dimyu? And once you don't have a dimyon, so then the kasha that the ksos that follows that he asks on the Rambam also doesn't apply. The whole shalshelus of the ksos is all dependent on his initial hanacha, his whole initial hanacha to be medame yayin nesef, to be medame yayin nesef to this halacha of shor. But the halacha of shor is fundamentally different. There you're being made that he's chayim mamon. You're being made that his shor was mazik. What's the whole dimyon? The answer must be the following. This is not my own. Reb Ruven Grzovsky says this in his Chidushim. Reb Ruven suggests the following. Reb Ruven says like this. Just a second. Let me just delve. Says the following. It's not true. When you're being made against a Shor HaMuad, you're not being made on a class that kosas mam. The Gemara in Bava Kamma Menhamet Aleph uses the expression Kemitas habaylin kachmitas hashor. So when you have edus against the shor, the edus against the shor is not an edus that's a classic edus against the baylin. And it happens to be that once you're being made on the shor, the baylin moves also a nidon that's related to the shor, so then in such a case he loses his money. He's a baal din too. He's a Baal Din too, but it's not a classic Hadah where you're being made against the Baal Dover himself. And the soul seems to be Mefurish on this issue, that he's assuming that's like Yayin Nesef. That just like on Yayin Nesef you're not being made against the Baalim, so too by the Shor HaMuad you're not being made against the Baalim. If you say that, so then you have a Raya. But otherwise, if you don't say that, then there's no Raya. Then what's the Raya going to be? So this is the hemshich of the ksos, and this is what sends the ksos into the kasha from our Rambam. But the ksos is making a very, very big anacha. So what we discussed in the opening chabura, this being whether you have Adam Zomimin on something that doesn't relate as Adus keneged habal, is gufa dependent on the ksos's raya, from Shor, and that's why the hemshich of the ksos, he connects it to the sugya of Yayin Nesef. That's why the ksos connects our sugya, chof ches, to the sugya of Yayin Nesef. That's the whole hemshah. But the dimyon is a big chidush. The big dimyon is based on the idea that he's assuming that it's not a classic hadah against violence. It's really a separate type of hadah against the shor. So I just want to give you a marim makom that the Nesivos HaMishpat Mufurish disagrees. Reb Ruven also points this out. Nesivos HaMishpat Siman Lamed Zayin says not this way. The Nesivos says that every time you're being made on the shor, there are two things that you're doing. There's a kmitas habayim kachmitas hashor. There's a separate hadol against the shor. And then there's also you being mosi mamon from the bayim. My radar tells me that I shouldn't discuss the nafkamina that the Nesivos does. It's in front of you in the second paragraph, Vihine Betun. He has a beautiful nafkamina. Beautiful nafkamina. But because we have so much to do today, I'd rather leave the nafkamina right now. But please, and say that I would like to discuss it. I had a mind to discuss it, but I think there's so much that we need to accomplish today. The Nesivos in Mefurish Lama Zayin Aleph Nafkamina. The Nesivos says that you're being motzi mamon from bayim. So therefore, according to the Nesivos, the whole riot doesn't even start. When it comes to Yayin Nesef, so there is a tangential thing. You can't bring a riot from the case of Zmama and Sanhedrin Yudam and Aleph because that's the case where you're being made on the Bible that he's hiding money. No. Well, you no longer have. No, I said the riot falls away. The riot right, from Yayin Nesef. The Kasha, yes, that's right. When I said that the third is dependent, what I mean is that the ksos is connecting all these issues together. I don't mean that the third kasha is dependent on the ksos of chiddush by Yayin Nesef. What I just mean is that it's all developed from his approach within Yayin Nesef. Yeah, 100%. What I'm bringing out, though, is this: the whole chiddush by Yayin Nesef and its raya is all mevusas on the ksos's mahalach of kmitas bayim kmitas hashor, and that's what Reb Ruven in Siman Yitzchak pointed out. Derech Agav, it's clear that Reb Ruven spent the whole shiur, an hour and a half, 2 hours, from you see from the piece, just trying to understand exactly what was the ksosis hanacha and how the Nesivos disagrees, and then he finishes with a flurry and he answers. They say Reb Ruven, of course, is Reb Baruch Ber Samo, the Talmud Reb Baruch Ber. They say the Nesivos Shalom's predecessor, one of the Slonim Rebbes, used to enjoy here to come to hear Rav Baruch Ber say Shir. To enjoy hearing Rav Baruch Ber say Shir, and he would. He said he enjoyed hearing Rav Baruch Ber because when Rav Baruch Ber used to say the Heilig Tzayt, he used to chap a lot of chassidus. The Baruch Ber was known as being a litvish chassid. So he used to chap a lot of chassidus of the Hislav with the Rav Baruch Ber when he would speak. They say when Rav Baruch Ber spoke, when he would say over from Rav Chaim, he would mamish gird himself before he said over from Rav Chaim, and then he would concentrate and he would try to say over exactly the way Rav Chaim said with the exact nuance. Shtik chassid in a litvish shigar of Rav Baruch Ber. But after one of the shiurim, the Rav Baruch Ber said hello to the Rebbe. The Rebbe said, I enjoyed it very much. He said, but all you did was you discussed the Rajva. You know, you look at the Tshuva's Avnei Nez. Avnei Nez is pulling over from all directions. Derech HaLimud, the Polish of Derech HaLimud is a very different. So the Rav Baruch Ber asked him, Abba Rav, Vashteit the Rajva? Did you understand the Rajva? Pshat in Rajva? Do you have Pshat in Rajva? He says, yeah, I have Pshat and Rajva. So the Rav Baruch Ber says, that's all we want. All we want is little Pshat and Rajva. So Rav Reuven is also with that approach. Just to understand what is the Hanukkah. He said for Pshat and Rajva, that's everything. Not that you have to build myriads to have a good shiur. Just to have a little bit of Pshat. A little bit of Pshat and Rajva, that was what Rav Baruch Ber worked days and days to have a little bit of Pshat and Rajva. He says, here, what's the Hanukkah of the Ksos? Is a very, very important issue. If you assume I can achieve this, Rav Reuven says, so in such a case, the whole Hanukkah of the Ksos falls away. Now, Rabotai, now I want to go a little bit further. If we say like this, like Rav Reuven pointed out to us, Siddat HaKsos, so now I'd like to make the following comment. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi on Beis HaMadei says, Ve'ein Meshalmin Koifer, says Rashi, Im He'idu B'Shor HaMuah. Rashi also seems to say this idea that the Hada'ah is on the Shor HaMuah. Reb Chaim Pelzer went so far, and I'm not necessarily saying that you have to go to such an extreme. We were looking for Reb Chaim Pelzer. I remember from Mol when we learned the Bava Kamma and YU, it must have been 8-9 years ago now, that this was something that we struggled with. Some of the Kohel Yom guys like this, Reb Chaim Pelzer a lot, that the Shor, if you look at the Pesukim themselves, it sounds like the Shor is put to death as a Nidon, as a Mazik himself, as a Horek. If you go so far and say that the Shor is a separate Nidon, and that you take what Rav Reuven pointed out of the Ksos and you take it even a little bit further, and you say that the Shor becomes a Nidon by himself, so then not only do we understand the Dinyon of the Ksos, then you have an answer to the Ksos's Kasha as well. What was the Ksos's Kasha? What was step number three? Step number three in the Ksos was, wait a second, in this case, when it comes to the Shor, why is it that the halacha is that you get malchus? We should say you're zechiyum mama. Once you're zechiyum mama, we should say the fair shrut satay eidim zaymu tashlumin and say there should be a chiyum mama and no malchus. The answer might be that no, not like the way the Bris Gerov had taught us that there's two different eiduyos. There mamish two different nidonim legamim. There's two different nidonim. There is the shor with chayim nisa. That's one din. And the Mela, the Bailam loses money, like the Yayin Nefer case. The Mela he loses. And then there's another din, and that's not the Shard Misa, but rather it's the din of Kaifer, which gets Malchus. You could have said such a thing to answer the Ksos's right. Now, the Ksos did not assume that, because he would have said that. But logically, in the scheme of reality, David was suggesting such a thing. Maybe the Rambam says it's a Chiyu Malchus, but it could be that there's a chiyum mamon. Just for some reason, we don't say beferish rib satar eidim zom l'tashlum in this case. Now I have a reason why. The reason why is because there's a separate nidon over here of the money. And that's the shor himself. And then there's a chiyum malchus, which is a totally separate din in the Bible of Kofar. And that would be a yishuv in the Ramna. Now the Ksos obviously didn't think this way, because I think the Ksos would have said that pasha. If this is the thinking of the Ksos, then he would have spelled this out, but logically such a thing exists. The Bris Gerov didn't assume this way because the Ksos didn't assume this way. And therefore the Bris Gerov felt the need, coming back now to the famous Yisod of the Bris Gerov, to say that there are two different Agadot Eidiot, even though there's one Nidon. There's one Nidon. Not to go so far as to say there's a separate Shor. There's one Nidon. There's not to say there's two Nidonim. There's one nidum. But on two eduyos, so then you're already going to say kimle b'rabbeinu. Why did the ksos give the brisker rav to answer? So I think, like Rav Eric and others were spelling out, it could very well be that this is a big chiddush. To say that when there's two eduyos, all of a sudden you revert back to the rule of mishalmin vein lokin, so then you revert back to the rule of lokin vein mishalmin, is a tremendous chiddush. But now we have a shtickle of shot. Now we understand where the ksos's raya was from, what is the deun over his raya, why he's making an assumption to his raya. If you take it to a logical extreme, then in such a case you're being made mamish on the shard. So then we have a possible answer. That's what David wants to say. Now, David, I'm taking what you wanted to say and making it, and giving it more meat. The ksos didn't assume this way, and the brisker rav didn't assume this way, because the ksos probably finds it too big of a chiddush. To say that you're being made on the shard, that's too big of a chiddush. But the ksos already set up us going to have such a possible stream by Kamisas Abayim Kafmisas Hashar, and we have this Reb Chaim Pelzer that said it once before. Okay, this is Mahalach number one, which I think the Rashi is seeming to indicate this, that there's a unique need done over here in the Idu Bishara Muad. Rashi could have just as well Rashi could describe it as a Meidu Bebayim. That there's Hadah on the Bayim. The fact that Rashi seems to put the Hadah on the shore might indicate this idea. Dami, you don't like it.
I mean, the extension of the sentence is the Shorah Muad, the Adam, what works, and how to say. To be made, that Shorah
Muad is. Yeah, but again, normally, you don't say. If Rashi would be describing Yain Nesah, right? The Chura Rashi would have described as being made connected to Bailam. No? You don't think so? Okay. I think that there's some significance in what Rashi is saying. But even if you're not Medayik this in Rashi, still, the Yisod Hadavar still exists, that you could look at the Psukim in such a way. Okay. Issue number two, Rabbi Osai, that emerges from the Rashi. There's another very, very, again, Dani, all we have is this Rashi and Echnami. I agree that there's you could debate it in the Rashi. I think though that such a Yisod already has some type of traction to it. There's something in the Rashi to me that leaps out at me. I think there's something striking in Rashi's Lashon Yidin B'Shoyin. Rashi in Dibar Maskel Ein Mishalmin Al Pi Atzman is a striking Rashi. Rashi writes in Who's Move Bebezdin. So Rashi gives the case according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Ein mishalmin al pi atzman, af ein mishalmin al pi atzman." What's the case according to Rabbi Akiva of ein mishalmin al pi atzman? So Rashi says there was the Edom Zomer Reuven and Shimon had become mehuzam in New York, and then they ran to Yerushalayim and they were moda there. They ran to Yerushalayim and they were moda there. So that's going to be the case of being moda al pi asma. Comes along the Ksos in Simin Shin Nun in Sifkot and Beis, and the Ksos has a very, very important diuk lahalacha based on this Rashi. The Ksos says like this: if Reuven and Shimon are moda in Yerushalayim after they were already chayim in New York, of what significance is it? At the end of the day, in New York they were mechayiv then. So we know the halacha, if you can't be moda after Eidim come, even moda b'knas, it's only before Eidim come. The Eidim have already come. Of what significance is that? So Tos HaChoshen wants to say, based on this, Chidush Gadol, the halacha of Hoda'ah is a din in Bezdin. Hodah is not that whether you were once Moda, but whether you were Moda in this Bezdin. So even though you were already indicted in New York, every din of Hodah is unique to Bezdin. That's the way to formulate, I think, the Chidush of Rashi, the way the Ksos takes away from this Rashi. Hodah is a din that's unique to each Bezdin. Why? Prat l'marshiyas asmo, asher yarshiyun Elohim. What's Elohim? Elohim is a Bezdin. So if there's a Hodah in Bezdin, so then in such a case, that's considered a valid Hodah. Even though there was already Asher Yashiyun Elohim somewhere else, Because Rashi, based on Rabbi Akiva, I'm not sure how else to read Rabbi Akiva. If anybody has any other way to read Rabbi Akiva outside of this Rashi, we'll discuss in the second Seder. It seems from Rabbi Akiva, the way Rashi is being masbir, that that Hodah is relevant to each person. That's what emerges. Based on this idea, that's just spelling out what Rashi is saying, the Ksos answers the bomb kasha that his brother asks. The Ksos' brother is the Truma Tekri and the Kuntras HaTzeikos, same fella. So they were bothered with the Shita that the Bach had quoted. The Bach says the following halacha. What happens if you have two shutzim, two partners, and so let's use names. We'll switch the Eden Zomim's names to the Shutzim's names. We have Reuven and Shimon and Yosef. Reuven and Shimon are being Tovei Yosef Bidin. Reuven took Yosef in New York, and Shimon took him to Yerushalayim. In New York, Reuven was Moda. In Yerushalayim, he was Kofer. And it was a case of Knas. So the Diyun of Knas, he was Moda in New York, and he was Chayiv. And in Yerushalayim, he was Kofer. And he was first Moda in New York. That's a tziur. Comes along the Bach, and the Bach says, if in Yerushalayim they bring later on Edim, they bring Edim later on in Yerushalayim, in such a case, the halacha is that the fellow is going to be Chayiv to Shimon in Yerushalayim. He's going to have to pay half. Why? Even though he was Moda Biknas in New York and he's going to be Potter, but in Yerushalayim, so there he was Kofer. Then you start, this is Ellie's language, the first time he used it, I didn't understand what he meant, then you start a new shot clock. There's a new shot clock in Yerushalayim. New York has one din. There's a new shot clock in Yerushalayim. So then, in such a case, you're going to be Chayiv out to Yerushalayim. Azoizot, the Bach. Ask the Truma Takri, but wait a second, there was once old dog there. Says Ixos, no! Says Ixos to his brother. A brotherly fight. He says, no! In such a case, you're going to be chayiv. Why? Because when it comes to Hodah, Hodah is unique to each Bezdin. Hodah is unique to each Bezdin. And so even though there was Hodah in New York, that doesn't mean that the Hodah is going to apply in Yerushalayim. This is a beautiful yisod that the Ksos teaches us based on this Rashi. Obviously, it's a chidush gadol. What emerges now is that there's every time you're dealing with Hodah, Ellie's language is a great way of remembering it. You're dealing with a new shachak. So every time you're dealing with Hodah, what happened in one Bezdin doesn't affect the shachak in a different Bezdin. Can anybody challenge the chidush of the Ksos? Can anybody be mechalek between the uvdah of our sugya and the uvdah in the Ksos's case in the Bach? There's the Luchura, you could argue that there's a little bit of a difference between the two. The question would be whether the chiluk is mechalik. But before we go on, does anybody want us to clarify while people are handling or comparing? Clarification, yes, Danny. So Ksos doesn't quote the Rashi bar name. Right, that's an excellent point. It's an excellent point. By the way, generally the world says it over as Bedas Rashi. And it's interesting, I looked over the Stos again three times. Stos never quotes it in the name of Rashi. It comes along Dani, and Dani says one chiluk in the Mechalik. Says over here, the case is that there wasn't an Amad Bedin. The case by Reuven and Shimon, by the two Shutzim, was the case of Amad Bedin. That's a very good aura. That's a chiluk. When the world says over the Ksos, they say it over in Rashi. Why? Because Rashi spells out the case. But Lechura, it's different. Who's the world in this case? Or David Pavarsky. When he says over the Ksos, he says it's a Das Rashi. But Lechura, you're 100% right. The Ksos, I was bothered that he says it's a Das Rashi. Rashi doesn't spell it out. Correct. That's a good aura. But Lechura, there's another difference also in Svara between the two cases. Yeah, Dan. So why should that make a difference?
Say that,
Ah, it's not called Hodah, it's the one in the Shuksan, unless it's not called Hodah, it's the Shuksan. They're giving you a totally new mahalak in the Bach case, totally new approach in the case of the Bach. Thank you. He wants to taina the following. This is a very fascinating taina. He wants to say that there's a fundamental difference between once there was the order of the Hodah and the Chiyuv is in the inverse in these two cases. In the case of the Eidim Zomimin, we have Eidim Zomimin in New York and then a Hodah in Yerushalayim. In the case of the Shutzin, you had a Hodah first in New York and then a Chiyuv in Yerushalayim. Rav David Zavarsky wants to argue, in such a case, it could very well be, once Bez in Yerushalayim knows, whether they know or not, but once in the world there is a Hoda'ah, so then that Hoda'ah has to be taken into account by Bezdin. In other words, who says that every Hoda'ah, the rule of Hoda'ah is you always make a new Shachlach? Once Bezdin Shani already has the information of Hoda'ah, it's Yevshah of a Chayvon. It's impossible to the Chayvon. In our case, we're talking about whether it was the Chiyuv first, and then they came and they made a new Hodah. Maybe a new Hodah in Bez, and that you could do. But Me'idah Chisa, to be Mechayiv Yu Mechadash, once there was Hodah somewhere else, that Yesh. Last look. There you could argue with the... Okay. So these are two things that emerge from our Rashi. These are two things that emerge from our Rashi. Number one, the first issue is the issue in the Rambam. And the halacha that the Rambam says that you get Malkus and there isn't a chiyuv of mamo. The question is why? Why don't we say the fair trips to Torah and Zomla Tashlumin? Possibly to suggest that there's a new anizon of the Shara Muad, which obviously the Ksos already seems to be going in that direction but pulled back from. And the answer ultimately of the Briskarav. And then number two, from our Rashi, it seems that, as the Ksos has said, that there is a new Shachlach. We're just pointing out that Lechura, there is a difference between the case that the Ksos has said by the Shutzvin, that's where Samayon, Rav Zavarsky pointed out, and the case of the Ksos. Now, Mineu Bey, getting back to Mineu Bey in the Gemara, let's go on to the next few lines of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ve'ein nimkarim be'evedim. By Eidim Zomimin, the halacha is that you don't sell the Eidim Zomimin who are made on an Evidivri. So Ruvein Shimon were made again. Yosef said he's an Evidivri. Sover of Amnuna Lameimer, of Amnuna thought to say, Hani Mili Hecha Di Ifle L'Didei. We're talking about a case where the Nidon Yosef, we have to be precise over here, Rabbi Oseh, we're talking about a case where Yosef has money, the Migu Di Iulon Izabna, Inu la nami lo mizabnu. In such a case where Yosef has money, the Nidon has money, the Eidim Zomimin don't, so in such a case, then we would say Inim Karni Evidivri, but the inverse. Aval Hecha de Lesle Lididei, but in the case of where Yosef does not have money, the Nidon doesn't have money, Aval Gav de Iflu Lididu, even though the Eidim has mizabnu, in such a case, they would be sold. Now the Gemara in a moment is going to challenge that. But Rabosai, Yaakov alluded to this in the first or second Chabura, this line of the Gemara and the subsequent line is the Chura struggling, it's Kimat Mefurish, is struggling with a very, very fundamental issue.
Gomnish versus.
What's the issue, Michal?
Gomnish versus with Naimi.
He said beautifully. The first line in the Gemara is the Gemara is assuming what is the din of Eidim Zomimin? The din of Eidim Zomimin is that you have to be able to transfer over the onus that Reuven and Shimon wanted to give to Yosef. So, if Yosef has money, if the Nidon has money, so then in such a case, you can't say that Reuven and Shimon are going to be sold as an Evidivri, because they weren't Zomam to turn him into an Evidivri. So if this side of the Gemara, and the language that we're Michal and I are using is onish, in this side of the Gemara, Kasher Zomam is to transfer the onus. That's how we crunch it. That Zomam is pshat, you transfer the onus. That's at this stage of the Gemara. Comes back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, no. The Leim Ruvei, why don't Ruvei and Shimon have the ability to say, in a case in which Yosef doesn't have money and Ruvei and Shimon does, so then in such a case, we said that the halacha is that they should be sold. V'leimolei, let's go in the other direction. I'ad havalach mi havam isavanta. And now you lo misavininot. If you had had money, you would not have been sold. So therefore, when we have money, we shouldn't be sold. What that side of the Gemara? Kafto v'ferach. That side of the Gemara is looking at Edom Zomim differently. That the pshat is not that whatever Reuven and Shimon wanted to be ma'anish, Yosef gets back to them. But rather, what are the Edom Zomim saying in the words of the Gemara? If we would have had money, who cares? Who cares? You were Zomim to have them sold. The answer is we do care. Because the Zmama is not the transfer of the Onesh, as Michal had said before, but rather is to turn them into the Nidon. What was the best way to crunch it, Michal? To turn them into the Nidon? To turn them into the Nidonim. So the Edom Zomim is not the pshat that you simply transfer the Onesh that they wanted to give, but rather you turn them into the Nidon. So then in such a case, the Gemara's response is beautiful. The Gemara's response is that we should say that you should turn him into the Nidon, and if the Nidon has money, so then they're going to be able to pay off. So do here, Reuven and Shimon have money, and therefore they should be able to pay off. L'chura, the Gemara in these two tzadim is struggling with the idea of how to look as Edom Zomim. Yaakov already said that when we had suggested in the earlier Gemara, Yaakov had made that point, and I think it's correct that Snifal's response in the Gemara. Just one more second, Eli. Now, Rabotai, I'm going to leave you off with a Sarafim. I'm not sure what to do with this, but what is clear to me is that the Ritva holds stark one side. We're actually trying to remember, there were twice already that I said this Badatha Ritva. And now we're going to say the third time. I could only remember one other time I said Ritva. If anybody remembers the third Ritva, then it would be helpful. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva acts strong cash. At least strong from his perspective. Says the Ritva, v'yim tomar, pshita. Says the Ritva, on the first line of the Gemara. In a case where Yosef has money and the Edom Zomim don't have money, so then in such a case, the Gemara says, then we would say Einim Karim Avid Ivri, because Yosef has money, and even if the Edom Zomim don't, says the Ritva. Of course, in such a case, we would say Einim Karim Avid Ivri. Should be Pashas. After all, what they were Zomam Lassos was to sell. What were they Zomam Lassos to do? They were Zomam to have Yosef. Not sold as an Eved, he had money, just to have him pay. Listen to the language of Ritva. The Ritva is very, very strong. Zok de Heilige Ritva.
You want me to get it in?
I guess I'm biased in the Seder of Cook edition. Yeah, in the Seder of Cook, Yashika, thank you. Says the Ritva like this. Vim Tomer, Im Kei Maikam Ashmelon. Pshita lomar shenim karim. So, but you attach your zomah, v'holo zomu l'machro. If Yosef has money, it's pashut. Their mama was not to have him sold. They have money. If they have money, then it's straight up. Talach is going to be straight up. If Yosef has money, Talach, of course, is that he should only have to pay money. If he doesn't have money, okay. So in such a case, Bezim will have to wait till he gets money. As I correct the Ritva. And then the Ritva says, you have to say, of course it's Pasha. You have to say, talking about a case where they thought that Yosef didn't have money. Even in the case where Yosef did. Even in that first stage of the Gemara. Stage one of the Gemara is talking about where they thought Yosef didn't have money. As I correct the Ritva. So I just want to point out, Alice, that the Ritva is Manish Lishin Tosso with the last Kabura. In the last Kabura we had seen that the Ritva didn't like the Pshat of Acherim because the Acherim wanted to say that we transfer the status of kapara from the Nidon to the Edom Zomim. And the Ritva says, but at the end of the day, you just look at what they wanted to cause them in the Chiyuv of Mammon. And if they wanted to cause them a Chiyuv of Mammon, even if it originally was a kapara, so then in such a case, you should transfer that. Because at the end of the day, it was Zomam Lassos Mammon. So that's the Ritva that she talks. The Ritva is biased in one direction. The Ritva is absolutely biased in the idea that the Chiyuv of Edom Zomim is not that you're turning the Edom Zomim into Yosef. but rather transfer the onus to the point that the Ritzvah asked him, Tomer came my Kamashon Pshita. Now, I leave you with a Sarachin and Yaakov, I need a lot of help. Then the Ritzvah obviously read the Gemara totally differently. Not the way you and I read the Gemara. Not the way you and I read the Gemara. So then, Sarachiyun and how the Ritzvah read the two tzadim in Rav Nuna. To emes la'amito, the way we explain shat in Rav Nuna, the two tzadim, as being calling this chakira. The only thing is, the Ritzvah, it seems, doesn't seem to be learning it that way, because he says, pshita! And that's the Ritzvah lishita, so that he keeps on looking at transference of the onish. The chevra has a shat already. Eli has a shat. Eli tzadim in Evid Ivri. Okay, I'm a little biased because I have it for later in my notes on the Chabura, it's the Ferish not that way. It's later on. It's not here. So I see it. So
literally on top of the in Tasha's zone, meaning you're trying to do too much of. Not because how you're viewing us, but lamentably Tasha's zone unless it's off, if he had money you wouldn't get sold, so you can't sell us because
you have a time.
It's not Tasha's zone.
It's a time that's a pastor then?
It's not Tasha's zone, because if he had cash he wouldn't have sold it.
It should be onish. However, it's just a type of taina. It's like a taina volsra al ba'alabonu. Okay, I hear. In other words, it's like an amasa, like we had in Tosfos on the Gemara Sanhedrin Mem Aleph. The idea of volsra al ba'alabonu, but some other type of taina. But what I want to bring out is that the Ritzvah is not learning the way we learned above. I think that Yaakov is right. I think that's beautiful pshat in the Gemara. But the Ritzvah doesn't seem to go with the beautiful pshat in the Gemara. The reason is because the Ritzvah l'chur is biting his approach. There is another way of answering it also, and that is to say that the Ritzvah is only spelling out one side, and then both sides are true at the end of the day. If I'm even young. We might get back to that in the year. So, let's go on, Rabosa. The Gemara says, La halacha, in all cases, you never pay because of gnevas of lo bismam. Which means, in all cases, you're not sold as an eved ivri because of gnevas of lo bismam. Which means, whether there's money or there's no money, in such a case, we say that there is no instance of nimkarim eved ivri. What? That's Rava. What's the svara for that? Presumably, it's Gzeres HaKlasim. Now, David, if you like our pshat so much, you could say that Rava agrees with the shita we said above, that you need to match both the onesh and the transference. Both tzadim of the chakira are true. Both tzadim are true. However, at the end of the day, we need Rava for a case of where both don't have money. If both don't have money, then out onesh it should transfer, and then out nidon, turning him into nidon, should also transfer, and then you need the Gzeres HaKlasim of Gnei Vasa of Lo Bismam. Now, once we have this Gzeres HaKlasim of Gnevas of Lo Bismamo, we are introduced to a fascinating three-way machlokas. We're going to start off with two, and then give a third level in the machlokas. The way the world says it over, the machlokas between the tour and the Shagas Aryeh. That's in of itself, I just want to make a very important methodological point. The fact that the world says it over, the machlokas between the tour and the Shagas Aryeh, and all of you saw the Shagas Aryeh and the Gurus Aryeh, it's very important to realize how the Shagas Aryeh approached learning, particularly the Rishonim, in contrast to the way most Gedolei Achronim at this time and certainly afterwards did. The Shagas Aryeh bowed to absolutely nobody. They say a similar idea from the Gura. The Gura was asked by one of the Talmidim once when he was Kolek on the Rambam, how it could be that he's Kolek on the Rambam. The Rambam said, Rebbe, Kvod the Rebbe Kol Munach, but at the end of the day, you're nothing compared to the Rambam. The Gura said, he said, you're 100% right. But it says in the Pasuk, Lo Sagu Mitnei Ish. A Dayan is not supposed to be intimidated by the person. So what's that case? That means that some of you think the Tzaddik, and some of you think the Rasha come in, says in Torah, you have to listen to the case without being biased towards the Tzaddik or Rasha. Not only poor and rich people, but even a Tzaddik and a Rasha, you have to listen to it straight. Said the Gra, if I'm going to listen to the Rambam because he's a Rambam, then I'm being over Lo Sagu Mitnei Ish. I learned up the Sugya, and I think the Rambam is wrong. Now, why don't we do that? Because we don't really learn up the Sugya. We just like scraping the surface. The Gra really, really learned the Sugya, and then for him to pass and like the Rambam because he's a Rambam is Lo Sagu Mitnei Ish. Even posting his mind as that, we'll do that. There are times. We'll have Rav Moshe Feinstein every once in a while arguing on a Rishon, the Tzirup, and so on. So there is a concept of Lo Sagu Mitnei Ish. The one who is Mekayim Lo Sagu Mitnei Ish Bihiduro was the Shagas Aryeh. The Shai Yisarie was absolutely intimidated by nobody. He didn't last very long in Shtellers. The Shai Yisarie wandered his entire life for two reasons. When he was younger, he wandered because he took galus on himself, and he would make believe that he was a simple pauper, and then come into the Rav's shir, and sit in the back, and then totally tear the Rav apart, and then disappear. He'd go from town to town. That was one of the Shai Yisarie's favorite pastimes. He used to walk in and then hear. That was the first thing. Then when the Shai Yisarie was older, he took a rabbanu. But again, the Shai Yisarie was fired. That's why of all the titles, you know, the Shai Yisarie, he was very much a lion's roar. And wherever he didn't last very long in very many towns because the Shai Yisarie was just fired. Mamish Amayin Hamizgaber Shuto Kimashmam Machamta Shol Torah. The Shai Yisarie, when he approaches the sugya over here, he approaches the sugya based on his understanding, and then in the end he throws away. There was a great tour who 300 years ago disagreed with me. It just happened to be the tour is wrong. That's a very striking thing in the way the Shai Yisarie approaches the sugya. Comes along the Shai Yisarie, and he disagrees with the tour. The tour says that the halacha is that in a case in which the Aden Zomimim don't have money, the halacha is that they get malchus. The Nidon doesn't have money, so in such a case, then the halacha is that the Aden Zomimim get malchus. The Nido doesn't have money, in such a case, the Aden Zomimim get malchus. Comes along the Shai Yisarie, and the Shai Yisarie says, no. Shai Yisarie says, in such a case, there isn't going to be a fee of malchus. Why? Shai Yisarie repeats the same yisod that we've already seen before from the yisod, based on the Gemara and Ksubis. The Feirish rips the Torah, Aden Zomimim l'tashlumin. That the halacha is, that the Torah tells us, that you have mammon and malchus, we say that you get the chi of mammon and not malchus. So in a case of which the nidon didn't have money, so then b'chura the tour is right. At first glance, the tour seems to make sense. The nidon didn't have money, so they wanted to sell, the Aden Zomimim wanted to sell the nidon into an eved ivri. So b'chura they should be chi of malchus based on the psak. Sack of whom that you get malchus in such a case. As you'll notice, the Rambam has a different sack. The Rambam says it's not a case where they're being made that he owes money. The Rambam learns that the pshat is that they were made that someone was sold as an evidence. But presumably it would follow that the Rambam had said that in most cases you get malchus, so it would follow that in this case you get malchus as well. Because at the end of the day, they want it to be made on the needle and that he should be sold. This is the sheet of the tour. Question is, why does Gvura Tari disagree? What is Nakuda and what is Nakuda Tamakos? Comes on Gvura Tari and says, no. When Reuben and Shimon made Yosef, he doesn't have money, so in such a case, they're being made on a chi of mammon. At the end of the day, what are they saying when they're being made? At the end of the day, when they're being made, they're saying that the nidon is chayav tashlumin. That's what they're saying. It happens to be that he doesn't have money, he sold his nevediri. But the chesed of the nidon is one of money. Objectively, this is a nidon of chesed. This is the position of the Gvura Tari. Now, what does the tour hold? Why does the tour not look at it that way? The Gvura Tari is right. At the end of the day, the theme made is that he was a Ghana. He's a Ghana with high money. So it seems that the position of the Gvura Tari is the following. The Gvura Tari says that Mama, the position of the tour is no. The position of the tour is that we look at the circumstances. If they're being made on a nidon that has money, ain't a chanamit. That's all the Mama. And then we should say the fair ship the Tari is in Zom. However, if the nidon doesn't have money, so then in such a case, it's a hadah on what? It's a hadah on Mechira Sevedivri. If it's Ha'adah Mechira Sefer Ivri, so then in such a case, there's going to be a Chiyuv of Malchus. So the Machlokis is, when you're being made on a Gana, who doesn't have money, are you being made on a Chiyuv Mammon, or are you being made on Mechira Sefer Ivri? So this is what I thought was Nekudas HaMachlokis. And then this morning, I noticed that there are a few more Marmakomos that might be relevant to understanding the depth in this machlokus a little bit more. Here I'll conveniently note that the Me'iri, Eli points, this is Eli's find, the Me'iri by us is Mefurish like the Tur. We're going to get in a moment that he's not, he goes even further than the Tur, but the Me'iri is not like the Shagatari. The Me'iri also assumes that the halacha is that you're being meyid as the Edim Zomim on the Chira Sevet Ivri, and therefore the halacha is that you're going to be Chayiv Malkus. The Me'iri also learns this way. Now it's interesting to note that the Me'iri and the Rambam seem to have a machlokas of what is the shtar. What does the shtar of Mechira Tezid Ivri, by Ketem Mokar Bez, and what does the shtar say? The Me'iri writes on the Afyud Dalet on the Beis in Kedushin that the lashon of the shtar is dependent by Eved Ivri, dependent on whether the Eved is selling himself. There are cases a person who doesn't have money sells himself, that's the Sugin Kedushin is down in the Beis. And then there's a time that Bezin sells him when he stole. Listen to Lashon and Me'iri, Zimra Maslam or Me'iri and Kedushin. Ubishtar Shemokar Asmo, says the Me'iri, Kotzav lo al Yor and Echeret, Hareini Konu Lecha. Ubimachru Bezin, Kotzav lo Bezin Hareza Konu Lecha. The Me'iri writes that when it comes to Mechiras Bezin, so who's selling? It's not that he's selling himself, but rather the Me'iri says Bezin sells. Okay, fact number one. Now, in of itself, that Me'iri by itself doesn't say that much. All he says is that there's a fundamental difference between Mokar Atzmo and Mokar Bezin. But now, what's striking, and Minchas Chinuch tries to fudge his way out of this Rambam, but when it comes to the Rambam doesn't seem to say this in Hilchos Avodah. Again, the Minchas Chinuch and Mem Beis Yud tries to reread the Rambam, but it's not definitely not the Pasha. Says the Rambam. Eved Ivri Shemachru Bezal Amokra Atmo Nikne Beketa B'Shtar V'Chazaka Keta B'Shtar Kosev Lo Al Yor L'Cheret Hareini Mokru L'Cha Hareini Konu L'Cha V'Nosu Lo Ashtar. The Rambam disagrees with the Me'im. The Rambam says that when it comes to Mechira Bezin, still, the fellow is selling himself. Rambam goes out of his way to say that the fellow is selling himself. It's not that Bezdin is selling him. He's selling himself. Now we see there's some significance in what the Me'iri is saying. The Me'iri is saying that there is being cholik on the Rambam and says that Bezdin is selling him while the Rambam says that he's selling him himself. One could suggest, in of itself, it's speculation, but maybe we'll be able to give this a little bit more teeth. One could suggest that the machlokas between the Rambam and the Me'iri is our previous chakira. What was our chakira? When you have Eidim that are being made on a ganis who doesn't have money, are they being made on mammon? Are they being made on a new din called Mechiras Eved Ivri? If you say that the halacha is that he sells himself, as the Rambam seems to say, so then he's got to get money. So then, if he has a cow, he sells his cow. If he doesn't even have a cow, he sells his mortgage. And if he doesn't have a mortgage, then he's got to even sell his baseball cards. And then if he doesn't have all of them, then he sells himself.
You see, that's different than actually.
But, just a second, but the Me'iri is saying no. The Me'iri is saying there's another din. It's not about selling your nechasim. There's a separate din called Mechiras Eved Ivri that's done by Bezdin. Now, in of itself, you could say, it's not so mukhra. Mehechi Tesi, that it's two separate dins. But one more Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Gneiva, Perry, this is, I don't know so much. I didn't know this Rambam by myself. But Yaakov, your Maramachum book, quoted this Rambam. In Hilchos Gneiva, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph. So the Rambam's Lashon seems to be striking in one direction. The Rambam's Lashon is, Perek Gimel. Din Agana of Lashana Keren V'Keso. Agana Pays Keren V'Keso. If he doesn't have metalflin, Bezin yards in the chasa, Bezin goes into his rishus. The main low character of all metalcon says the mocher knows some notes in the dumb of when music. Actually, derech agav, here the Rambam seems to say bez the mocher knows some. It's interesting. That could be why the mitzvah sinner felt the need to fudge that earlier Rambam. Bez the mocher knows some the notes in the dumb of when music. Shnemer im ein lo v'nimkar b'gneivah. But leaving aside who's selling him, the chiddush still remains. Yaakov. The chiddush I think still remains. From the Rambam, it sounds like it's all about a progression. If you have a mortgage, you sell the mortgage. If you have baseball cards, you sell baseball cards. And if not, you sell yourself. It's all one thing. It's all one thing. It's all about raising the cash. However, the Me'iri we saw by us, and the Me'iri in Kedushin says that it's a separate din called Mechiras Bezdin. Me'iri is saying that there's a separate din called Mechiras Bezdin. They put the two Me'iris together, it works out in a very different scheme than the Rambam. The Rambam's scheme is all about raising the cash. According to the Me'iri, it could very well be, like the Me'iri saying by us, that it's a totally new Mechira. It's a totally new din. And that's why the Me'iri and the Tur assume that the halacha is that there's going to be Malkus. If you assume, like the Gvura Tzari, that's all about Mammon, so then we say the Pharisee the Torah didn't assume the Tashlumin. But once the Me'iri is saying that there's a new process over here, it's not just about him selling himself, but rather it's about creating a new process of Mechira by Bezdin, then that supports the Chakira that we were saying before, that the Machlokis between the Gvura Sari and the Tur revolves around how you look at Mechira Sevet Ivri. Again, when it comes to the Gvura Sari, he understands that Mechira Sevet Ivri is just a Hemshech of Mammon. Well, we're being Medayik in the Rambam and Perikim Al-Alach Yud Aleph. The Me'iri in this Machlokis between the Gvura Sari and the Tur is taking the sides of whom? He's taking the sides of the Tur and says that the Halacha is that you're going to get Malkus. Why is he saying that you're going to get Malkus? So it happens to be that the Me'iri learns, not like the Rambam in Hilchas Avodim, and says that there's a separate Mechira of Bezin. It could be that that's the raya that we look at this Mechira as being a fundamentally different din than the Chiyuv of Tashlumei Mammon. If that's so, then in the case where you have Eidim Zomim, they're being made on someone without money. They're not being made on Stam money. They're being made on the new Mechira called Mechira Sevedim. Okay, our time is up. There's one more chiddush that emerges from the Me'iri, but that we could discuss during second stage. So just to summarize what we did, Be'ezer Hashem, today, we saw the Shitas HaRambam in regards to the Chiyuv of Malkus, that the Rambam holds that there is a Chiyuv of Malkus when you have Kofar. Everybody asks at the end of the day, should be a Chiyuv of Mammon. The answer, the world's answer is, the Bris Karav's answer is that there are two different Eduyos over here. Since there are two different Eduyos, once there are two different Eduyos, so then you revert back to regular Lovah and Mishalma. We saw that the Ketos is assuming that there's a separate thing, Kinesis HaBanus HaKinesis HaShar, and that's the Dimion Tiyayin Esef. Once you go that far, we could have said, the Ketos won't agree with us. I'm not claiming that the Ketos will agree with us. But we could have said, based on, I daven in a Telzer minion on Shabbos, I'm friends with Rabbi Gifter's grandson, Rabbi Ford. Maybe you'll meet him the Shabbos when you come over. So, Derek Hagerty had a very, very important to Aaron Rav Rosenzweig's Tabur. I told him over. I take from YU and I bring to Telz. And I take from Telz and I bring to YU. So I told him over Rav Rosenzweig's Tabur. So he had a good Ha'ara on. And so we speak in learning sometimes. So what we had seen in the is that this other approach of the fair trips to Torah, and you could go so far as to say that there's mamish from Reb Chaim Telzer to go so far, this Telzer Mahalas, to say that there's a separate thief on the shar. Once there's a separate thief on the shar, then the only thing that's weak is the fact that the Rambam never said that there's a thief of Mammon. Because if there's a separate nidon on the shar, then the Rambam should have said that there should be a thief of Mammon on the Eidim Zomim. But in terms of Mineu Bey answering the Sosis Kasha, that falls away. Number two is the deal that emerges from our Rashi. and that is, do you have a new shot clock? That's the way to remember it. Is there a new shot clock by Hoda? Rashi, based on Rabbi Akiva, seems to say there's a new shot clock. Dani's good ha'ara, but at the end of the day, there wasn't a hamad of a din. That's a fair ha'ara, and therefore the ksos falls away. And there was David Kavarsky's suggestion that the dimion to the case of the bach is subject. And number three, the third issue that we discussed in the name of Eid Gemara, the world's chakira, which we've never really seen fleshed out very, very well. No one really, I've seen, really, really fleshes it out with all the nafkaminas. Maybe we'll finally, maybe the whole stuff of the kolol to the world, to really just flesh out all the nafkaminas of this chakira, of how do you look at Eid Zomimin, whether the hazama is that you're transferring the ownership, you're turning them into the nidon themselves. Rabbi Chanan got the ball starting on it. Rabbi Chanan's very complicated. It's not fleshed out. So that is the two days in the Gemara. The Ritzvot seems to reject that, because the Ritzvot takes the Dabar Pasha that you look at the Onish. Then in terms of the Halacha, so then there's the Machlokas. Once you have the Halacha, what's going to be the Din in terms of Malkus and Mammon, where the Nidon himself doesn't have money? That was the Machlokas between the Tur and the Shagas Aryeh. And that machlokas between Torah and Shagas Aryeh is quite clear to us. The hesber is how you look at Mechiras Eved Ivri, Al Yidei Bezdin. Is it a separate din or is it an extension of the money? If you say it's an extension of money, then in such case, Eved and Zomimin are not going to be Chayev Malkus. But if you're going to say that it is a separate din, so then in such case, it will be Zil Malkus like the Tur. And the Kura, that's totally the Meiri Lashita, so in his Sugi and Kedushin. Clearly, the Rambam is learning a different way. The Rambam seems to be learning like the Shagas Aryeh.